This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 433, recorded Wednesday, December 26th, 2018, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well, I am very happy that you're there, Jerry, and that I'm here, because every time I unhook the wiring for the recording situation, I'm always worried that I hooked it back in incorrectly.
And it does appear to be working?
Yeah, well, I dusted it.
You dusted. Okay.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, I had my little RoboVac going around.
So need to get one of those for my wife.
Well, I got the discount version. It just wanders around the room and sucks up dirt.
It's kind of what a vacuum should do.
Yeah, but the nicer ones are nicer. Some of them mop.
Yeah, I've seen the Xiaomi that has a mop pad on it, but is that really mopping, or is it dragging a wet sponge across the floor?
I suppose it's a matter of perspective. There's also, I think, there's a Roomba, like, little Mop Junior.
I don't particularly buy it.
But since the last time I recorded this episode, you've completely moved your entire office?
Well, yes. Kinda, mostly.
How do you kinda move?
Well, there's still stuff in the old office.
Yeah, so you are in, but you have set up enough to record this program.
Yes. I have, my computer has moved over. Yes, that's true. I am living in a new house now, which is cool.
Are you liking it?
I do. It's okay. So, you know, I wear a tick watch and it measures steps.
Yes. We actually have a story about that later.
I have broken 20,000 steps every day since I've moved.
You sound tired.
I am physically exhausted, and I'm not used to living in a two-story house. So it's, in addition to the steps, it's also up and down.
Yeah, but that's another story.
And the fence is not installed yet, so that means we're walking the dogs 3 or 4 times a day. So, yay. But it's cool. They deserve it.
You're so tired, you missed my pun.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't normally miss puns.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was saying you must be tired, because you missed my pun.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I did jump in our pool.
Oh, yeah.
It was cold.
Does it have a heater?
It does, but apparently they can't turn it on for the first 30 days while they're stabilizing all the chemicals and chemistry and stuff.
Well, I'd like to say that I had a pool, but even if I did have a pool, it might not be a good time to go into it.
For you, it might be a good time to go ice skating.
Not really. That would be dangerous.
Why?
It's above freezing.
Oh, well.
Not that much above. It's 37 at the moment.
In my book, that's way too cold.
Yeah, but not cold enough for water to freeze.
Oh, I guess that's true.
I wasn't debating whether or not you thought it was cold. I just debated the practicality of it. I attempted to go on ice in this weather, I'd be inside a large amount of water, and water in 37-degree weather is also probably not a good idea.
I would agree.
Although it is just slightly colder than the last time I was in Florida. Has it gotten nicer down there since November?
I was out walking the dog today, and it was 65.
Okay, I like 60s. I can do 60s.
Yep. It doesn't heat the water up.
Because I am coming down to your state, which I think I mentioned. I will be there for a few days. I will be flying down and ringing in the new year as my plane makes its descent into Florida. So I actually have a flight the evening of December 31st.
Cool.
Yeah. I hope you can get a cab at the airport at 12:30 a.m. on January 1st.
They might even be free.
I doubt that.
Why? But
why would you suggest they'd be free?
Well, here in Jacksonville, on New Year's Eve, or that night, taxi rides are free.
Yeah, but I don't know if the same thing is true in South Florida.
Well, and I also think it's mostly for, it's not like the taxis aren't going to make any money that night. It's, you know, if you're drunk, don't drive. There's a taxi. It'll take you home.
I promise I won't be drunk.
Oh.
But I don't think they're going to do that at the airport, though. Just a guess. Okay. Either way, I'm going to try to get away for a few days because my coworkers wanted to take off some days this week. So I said I would take the days that I was owed next week. Also, but despite that, I actually did get today off for Boxing Day. So.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
There was no one there. I would have gladly ceded it for a day in lieu, but there was nothing for me to do there, they told me. So I stayed home and worked on my own home renovation project, similar to yours. Since Saturday night, I completely dismantled all of my electronics and remantled them.
Ooh. Well, that sounds like a fun trip.
Well, I'm still two wires short. They'll be here on Friday.
Two wires?
Short.
What kind of wires?
Well, because what happened was sometime in the spring, I'd like to do something about my air conditioner. So in order to do something about my air conditioner, I have to rearrange the room because I want them to make a hole in the wall. And the hole in the wall happens to be where my television is to put in different air conditioning venting.
Yeah.
So I have to move where the television is. So I've started the process of rearranging the room around that. So when I rehooked everything, I realized that I didn't have enough length on my, rear right speaker to get it to the new location for the amplifier. And I didn't have enough length on the power cord for my monitor. So I need to switch from a 6-foot cord to a 10-foot cord, but I'm out of 10-foot cords.
Oh, okay.
Nothing incredibly exciting.
Sounds exciting to me.
Yeah, well, it worked out nicely, although I do have a lot of extra cords. So if anybody wants some, USB cables, network cables, other cables, I seem to have a lot of them. I discovered I have like 10 boxes of random cabling that I have to go through one of these days and find a home for that isn't here. Because I have too much cabling. And I can never find one when I'm looking for it, which is the more depressing part of that. So as part of this, I did some minor home automation tweaks for the next round of that, involving the placement of lighting. So one of the things that's sitting here waiting to be installed is additional LED strip lighting that's going to be under my desk.
Cool. Is it going to be like RGB or just accent lighting?
RGBW. That was the problem. The last time I bought LED strip lighting, it was just RGB, and I want the W.
Okay, but when I say RGB, I mean like that stuff can be any color.
Yeah.
Not just red, green, and blue.
Yeah, but RGB can only be RG or B, whereas RGBW can be red, green, blue, or white.
No. RGB can vary the intensity of the R, G, and the B to generate pretty much any color.
Not if the R, the G, and the B are separate LEDs.
Then I don't think those should even count as RGB lights. Although, I guess technically they are.
They are RGBW, which means they have red, green, blue, and white LEDs. But they do not have one LED that can turn multiple colors.
That's just, I wouldn't even buy those.
They work. They're inexpensive. Okay. They're easily replaceable. And they're going to go under my desk. So the entire under part of the desk is going to be able to light up with some ambient lighting.
What happened if you turned on all the R and the G and the B lights? Would it appear to be white?
I don't think so. I think they're too far separated for that.
Huh.
That's why you have the W.
Okay.
But by having a controller, I can also swap in additional things onto the controller. So this is a Wi-Fi enabled controller. Which has its advantages. So it's just another controllable device. So let's talk about some things that have gone on. I hopefully gave a few things on the rundown this week. It's a little longer than normal. I guess it's sort of the end of the thing.
You did quite the, yeah.
I don't make the news. I look at what I found.
You've done good, sirs.
Yeah, but all of the reporters who I've piggybacked on did very well, too. So there was a great article, Wrapping Up 2018 with Google Play and Android. This
for
is courtesy of the Android Developers blog,
yeah,
where they highlighted some of the things that they've put through. They've launched Android Jetpack, the latest Android Studio and Kotlin support. Developers can add rich and dynamic UI templates with slices in places such as Search and Assistant. APIs for new screen support, and more.
Including, they also assisted with ways to make your app smaller, because apparently a large app is one of the leading reasons for uninstalling APKs.
So they've recognized a problem and they've been working on it. That's good.
Yeah. Android is, it seems... You know, every one of the little steps is not that big, but it seems like Android is a lot more refined than it was last year.
Well, the question is, how much more can you do in the really impressive changes? You know, the platform is maturing, so a lot of the changes can be these more infrastructure-type changes.
I think we're to the point of where the sum of the changes is more than each individual change.
Well, isn't that a good thing?
Absolutely.
I'm happy. I was just contemplating this the other day when I picked up one of my old phones and said, I remember when I used that thing and how wonderful I thought it was, and now, no.
Right.
Yeah. So if you are tired of spending time with your phone, there's still the Digital Wellbeing Project.
Yes. Which has apparently new capabilities.
Yes. Another one of the many Google blogs that posted in the last week pointed out how you could switch off and enjoy the holidays. You can disconnect with digital well-being, which I have not actually tried. I'm not even sure it's available on my phone. So you can turn off your work profile with one tap. Now that's...
Which means all of the work apps and work accounts will just, they'll be turned off and they won't. Any notifications. You won't even be able to open your email, your work email.
Yeah, I have to stop opening my work email when I'm not at work. It just makes me angry sometimes.
I think they're trying to help you out.
Yeah. So they've been trying to make Google Play ratings and reviews more trustworthy. Another effort. So,
although I don't know what... Okay, so... They're trying to get rid of bad reviews, fake ratings, and incentivized ratings.
Yeah.
If you're a developer, don't buy ratings. Don't run...
Don't run campaigns.
Yeah, don't reward positive ratings. And, you know, of course, read their policies.
And then, of course, is what the user should do, which is don't accept or receive money or goods in exchange for reviews or ratings. Don't use profanity to criticize an app. Keep your feedback constructive. Don't post gibberish, hateful, sexual, profane, or off-topic reviews. And read the comment posting policy. And if you find bad reviews, you can send feedback.
Which is excellent.
So I don't know if anybody who writes bad reviews or solicits them is going to read this and pay attention, but it's good that they're trying.
It is.
It's just the skeptical part of me that sort of wonders if it will do any good.
I like the ability for other users to report bad reviews.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever written a review?
No.
Okay. So aren't both of us part of the problem?
Shush.
Okay, I'm just saying that if you don't contribute, then you can't criticize if the reviews are bad.
Fine.
I say this on Amazon all the time, that I should write more Amazon reviews.
I will start reviewing the apps that I like.
Okay. And I will start reviewing Amazon products. I should be doing that more, too. For example, I have a 10-foot computer power cord coming. What can I say about it?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's some
electricity in one end, it comes out the other.
I'm just saying there are, not every product is conducive to a detailed review.
Can I give a review for UPS?
Negative or positive?
Okay, so all of my networking equipment is sitting on a folding table in my closet because UPS lost my rack.
Then they haven't found it?
Well, it went out for delivery on the 19th. And on the 24th, they said, we're going to reschedule your delivery. It is now set to be delivered tomorrow.
Tell them that it ruined your Christmas.
Ridiculous.
By the way, remember, you're not the customer.
Amazon is?
Well, according to the way that shipping companies work, the people who actually do the who contracted for the shipping are their customer. So the shipper, yep, not the receiver. Therefore, you really are not in the best position to complain.
I'll buy that. I did not give them any money for the shipment.
Yep. So you're not a customer by their definition. But I have a long-standing history. I was actually banned for several years by my driver from receiving UPS delivers.
Okay.
That driver left the route. Suddenly, my house was no longer too dangerous to leave packages at. For a while there, my house was somehow in a dangerous neighborhood, but yet the people to the left and the right of me were not. So the zone of danger apparently was centered around my porch.
You are a dangerous man, sir.
Well, right now, what really amuses me is because of the snow and rain, I put a box out on the porch that says package drop. And the majority of package delivery people can't seem to put things in the box. They just leave it out in the rain or the snow. I have not yet figured out how to solve this problem, and I think it might not be solvable.
I don't know what to tell you.
So Google is deprecating the Android Beam API, which is used to share files over NFC.
Which is kind of a misnomer, because what it actually is used for is negotiating the whatever connection will be used.
Yeah, it's the handshaking. But they've determined that that is not used enough to maintain the API, and that NFC seems to be best used for payment.
I'll buy that.
I'm not against it.
Sometimes you just can't predict how the APIs that you create will be used.
Yep. But more APIs get terminated every day, especially by Google. You can't rely that their APIs will hang around. Firefox 64 brought better browser tab management and smart recommendations. I've been playing with better tab management. Up until this point, you couldn't select multiple tabs and move them around. Now you can.
Can you tear them off?
That is what they have said. I've tried it on desktop, but I haven't gone to try it on mobile. So I can select multiple tabs and separate them out.
Cool. I still can't pull myself to use Firefox.
I'm sorry. I'm not against Chrome. I just have decided to use Firefox.
Sure.
If you have been using PowerAmp, which is a long-standing music player, version 3, which has been in development for 3 years, has finally reached stable. There's a dedicated developer. They completely rewrote the audio system for this. So I've been using it to play a song. I was trying to get into the spirit. So I've been playing Best Time of Our Lives. Do you know that one?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been on the Carousel of Progress?
No.
Okay. It was the theme song of the Carousel of Progress from 1974 through 1994.
Okay.
Before they replaced it with the song that was the theme from 1964 onward. They went back to the original. I'm a sucker for a Sherman Brothers song, what can I say? Anyway, I've been using PowerAmp to play that. There's a story behind that. There's a story behind why I would be listening to an old theme park ride song, but it involves the insanity of some of the things I've done recently. So, let's see. Movies Anywhere now supports 4K on Android. I know you like 4K.
I do like 4K.
You are a pixel type person.
I am.
And it also apparently supports Xfinity.
Right as I dump them.
So who's your provider now?
AT&T.
Are they better?
No.
Okay.
Well,
are they roughly equivalent?
I don't know. Okay, so my problem with AT&T is I'm supposed to get gigabit up and gigabit down, right?
And you don't?
Well, if I run a speed test to an AT&T server here in Jacksonville, I get pretty close. You know, we're talking like 960, 940, pretty close.
Yeah.
If I run a speed test to a server outside of AT&T, still in Jacksonville, but outside of AT&T, then my speeds drop significantly, like down into the 600 and 700s.
Well, I have a similar problem. So I have a running speed test. This is running through Ookla.
Yeah.
I could change it to something else, but this is one of the ones built into Home Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving me, I'm supposed to have gigabit, but it's giving me 421 download.
I see that on some of my, okay, so I installed Ubiquiti products for my networking in the house.
Yeah.
And one of the things it does is it runs a speed test every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's telling me I'm getting like 950 upload. And 600 download, 600 to 700, it varies. And I'd like to complain about that because it's not what I expected, but it's still way faster than I need.
Well, sometimes it's about more than that.
I understand.
But I'm curious, because you just brought up a point that it runs a speed test. As you know, I do have an edge router acting as the center of my house. So I should actually look at what the speed test that's estimated is.
I don't know if the edge routers do it.
But speed testing? I think they do.
Since I'm running the Unify stuff, then I've got a cloud key that is acting as my controller.
Yeah. Well, the edge router doesn't really have a controller, but the Unify stuff does, and I do have a controller for the Unify stuff. But there is a number here. It's somewhat lower. Anyway, I will live with my disappointment later. So let's see what else we have here. Oh, yes. If you are a fan of Dark Sky, which is a weather application, it is now available on Wear OS. So you can now access weather information on your watch.
Cool.
But you have to be part of their subscription plan, which is $2.99 a year. Weather costs a lot of money, surprisingly. I've noticed this when I keep running against the Dark Sky, the Open Weather Map, etc. API key limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even do Weather Underground anymore. They get rid of their personal API. Nice of them. I came up with a solution, though. The National Weather Service, always free. Doesn't charge me a cent, except in taxes. So as long as I don't leave the country, I have as much weather as I want.
All right.
Also, the weather station outside helps a bit. That one I know is working as long as I remember to put new batteries into the... So let's see what else. YouTube added a 1.75 times playback speed on Android and apparently on their web client as well.
Huh.
I don't know.
That's pretty fast.
I play things at 2x sometimes. Not video, just audio.
No. I rarely go above 1.5. Typically, I'm at 1.25.
Well, I go to 2, but there are some people who talk fast, and I have to go back down to 1.8. So it depends on the program and how fast the host is talking. There are some hosts that are just really, really slow in their speaking.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not offended if you listen to us fast, as long as you're listening. Google Duo now has 1 billion downloads. That's billion with a B. And if you're using Action Launcher, and remember last week I was talking about Lawnchair Launcher, because I thought I needed a change. Yep. Action Launcher has added Pi styling and more granular quick tile settings.
Pi styling.
So these launchers don't always restyle themselves as fast as Android does, so they've added the Pi style of arranging things. And if you're interested, you can always try a different launcher, because that's sort of like changing the tablecloth on your table. Still a table. Still has stuff on it. You still have plates. Moving along, 2018 saw people using 11 new dumb passwords. Apparently one of them is Donald. Because nobody in the United States would guess that one.
Really?
That was my attempt at sarcasm.
Yeah.
A man has sued the federal government after being detained for refusing to unlock his phone at the airport. So it is legal for, to be searched without probable cause at an airport. However, that doesn't mean that it should be done or that it should be done in a certain way.
Interesting.
Apparently, if you read the story, if you refuse to do so, you are told that you're not being arrested, yet you are handcuffed and hauled away. So I don't know. Being handcuffed and hauled away is how I define arrested?
I think... arrested,
or detained.
You actually have to be read your Miranda rights.
Yeah, but that's sort of the point. If you are handcuffed and hauled away, that would suggest that you are now in the hands of law enforcement and should have certain rights. The fact that you're being told you're not being arrested, yet you have all of the symptoms of being arrested, is somewhat disturbing. And being, you know, the middle-of-the-road type person I am, I think that the solution is for there to be more structure around this process. Anyway, moving along, if you are a G Suite individual, you have a continual problem with Google products. Because, of course, many Google products work better for people who do not pay Google than people who do pay Google.
Yep.
The irony.
However, Google Home can now read G Suite calendars, which is cool.
Which is good, because when I signed up with a Google Assistant, it reminded me that it couldn't read any of my calendars. It actually told me the experience will be degraded because you are a theoretically paying customer, even though I'm not. I'm still grandfathered into that program where they used to give you free G Suite accounts.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that they wouldn't rush to serve me. However, I'm not their demographic. Their demographic are people who actually are paying them.
Yay. Isn't that always the demographic? You want to serve where the money comes from.
Yeah. How does that all how does that old song go? First you look at the purse. Sorry, it's a slow television season. I've been listening to a lot of music. Mostly while I was under the desk rewiring the cabling. Let's see here. Google Assistant now shows predicted flight delays. That's a good one. Especially if you're traveling in the near future. Are you going anywhere in the near future, Jerry?
No, I'm so tired. I don't want to go anywhere.
Well, I said I'm going to go and enjoy the warmth of your native state of Florida.
Yay.
And in other news, for the first time in nearly 20 years, copyrights will expire in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been too long. So apparently hundreds of thousands of books, musical scores, and films first published in the United States during 1923. And it's been the first time since 1998 for a mass shift to the public domain of material protected under copyright. From now on, each New Year's Day will unleash a full year's worth of works published 95 years earlier. I know you're excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, because right now you can go to, starting on January 1st, 2019, you can go and read Our American Adventure by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. A Handbook of Cookery for a Small House. The Real Story of a Bootlegger by Anonymous. Just to name a few off of this list.
Cool.
I'm just happy that copyright is, if extremely delayed, actually working the way it's supposed to. Now, if you are a TickWatch user, of which I know two, you now no longer have to use the Mobvoi Health app. You may now set Google Fit as your default left swipe app.
Yep.
And I have done that.
Hey.
And
me too.
Then I have some home automation stories that I picked up. For example, Logitech Harmony has reversed course on the removal of their local API. So they removed their local API as it wasn't undocumented, even though people were using it, because they claimed there were a bunch of security vulnerabilities. They have, after initially saying that they weren't going to do anything, they have reversed course and agreed to fix the vulnerabilities rather than removing the API entirely. And I'm in favor of this because I am tired of devices which, in order to communicate with the device that is sitting on my network, I have to go send a message outside my network and wait the however many milliseconds for that message to travel back to my network.
I understand.
Remote access is for when I am remote, not when I am here.
Apparently not.
And because I have this problem, I happen to notice this article. Smart thermostats that don't require a C-wire. So I do not have a C-wire.
What is a C-wire?
That's a common wire, a power wire. So if you have an older heating system, then you will not have a power wire in order to power a thermostat. So you need one that doesn't need one. Now, my thermostat only has two wires. So when the two wires are connected, that means that the hydronic heating is on. I do not have a combined heating and cooling system. So there are very few thermostats that will work with my system. They have to be battery operated, or I'd have to hire an electrician, which I've avoided doing, to run electricity into where the thermostat comes out of the wall. So the Nest Thermostat E, which I've considered getting if my current one ever fails, the one that I bought for $40, it actually has a rechargeable battery inside it. And that's probably the best option. You also have the Ecobee 3, the Ecobee 4, and the original Nest.
Mm-hmm.
What I have is I have a thermostat with no smarts in it. I've got Well, what I have is I have a Z-Wave thermostat.
Yeah.
It cost me about $40. And all the smarts are in my computer. So all the logic is done elsewhere. And the thermostat itself is dumb. Although it is connected, if not, with its own intelligence. And, of course, finally, I just got a kick out of this. Douglas Adams was right. Genuine people personalities are coming to our gadgets.
Meaning... Alice and other things in like Bixby are going to get actual personalities, selectable personalities.
Well, Google has always sort of shied away from that philosophy.
Yeah.
Google seemed, just going by impression, the people at Amazon always seem to want to give personality. The people at Apple who run that other product.
Yeah.
You know, Susan?
Yes.
They seem to want to give her personality. However, Google seems to go by sort of the Star Trek computer person, where there is no personality. They seem to have designed things to not have that level of opinion. But we'll see. But Douglas Adams, his characters were a little more interesting in that regard. So one of the plot points in Hitchhiker's Guide was that there were these robotic systems with genuine people personalities. So you had depressive ones, you had, you know, cheery and happy ones, etc. You know, there's that classic line, "Here I am, brain the size of a planet."
Yep.
Okay. So maybe he knew more than he was letting on. Anyway, I have a sudden desire to read some Douglas Adams. I have some.
I'm sure.
I never quite got the Salmon of Doubt, though. But it was sort of a bit disjointed for a good reason. So, any interesting developments in your home automation while you've been installing things? Or has the moving overridden that, as I would imagine it would?
It has. We've greatly simplified our... everything in our main entertainment living room. It used to have a, you know, the TV, the sound bar, a Harmony hub, a Roku, an Xfinity box, a DVD, a Blu-ray player, and an Xbox.
What does it have now?
It has a TV and a sound bar, the Harmony hub, and a Roku. And that's it.
Well, I have a little more. I have a, my television has a Roku built in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a computer that handles my DVR because I do not actually own a cable box or rent one. Mm-hmm. I have an HD Home Run Prime. So I am still, years after you have given up on homebrew DVR, I've stuck with it. Admittedly, I lose the National Geographic Channel and Fox, but I can live with that. So I'm still running my homebrew DVR, which, as you may remember, is how I first started talking to you.
Yes.
And I do still have a Blu-ray player. And part of the reason for that was that I didn't want to play Blu-rays through the computer. And I haven't really gotten around to ripping them. I'll get to it eventually.
We just found we never, ever watched Blu-rays. So why put it there?
I find I don't watch them enough, but what I the way that I dealt with that was getting a smaller and a Blu-ray player that didn't have any extras on it. But I'm still a traditionalist when it comes to actual physical media, although I would like to rip some more stuff. it's just a matter of time. I don't always feel like sitting there and ripping things. Just so I can have archival backups. Also, then you get into storage space. And I could stand to be more organized.
Sure.
But eventually, I keep downscaling and removing things from my setup, so I may eventually remove the Blu-ray player and just use the computer that does the recording does have a drive in there, and it's mostly for ripping, even though I don't do very much ripping. I keep meaning to. And as opposed to a soundbar, I do actually have surround sound.
Oh, cool.
I built it years ago. I have 5 speakers and a subwoofer.
And a subwoofer.
Yeah, it really annoys the person above me. I turn it down. I am respectful of my neighbors.
I'm sure you are.
So with the new layout, I have to recalibrate as soon as the wire for the 4th speaker shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I have to recalibrate to make sure that the new positioning is better. And it being in a square instead of an oval shape is sort of an improvement. So my rearranging has actually gotten it square. It's a very oddly shaped room. Anyway, so there is more coming. Now that there's a temporary Logitech fix until they do deploy the local API, and I did make some changes where my lighting is responding to what I'm not the exact title that I'm playing, but what mode my Logitech is in. So when I turn on anything, the light directly above the television does turn off, and the other lights adjust slightly. And when I turn it back off again, they go back to normal. So that brings us to the end of this week's program and the last episode of 2018.
Wow.
You know what that means for next week? Other than I'll be recording from a remote location.
What does that mean?
That's when we have to talk about what we think will happen in the coming year.
Oh, yay.
You know, like what will Q stand for?
We have. I wonder if they're going to skip Q.
No, they've started talking about it. So you have to start thinking what dessert item starts with Q.
That's rough.
Well, this is where the internet comes in handy. What food starts with Q? We have... Here is a few suggestions.
Casito.
let's see. Queen of Puddings. Quirks. Let's see. Some of these things I don't know. Curabia, which is apparently a biscuit made with ground almonds. Anyway, let's debate that.
Sure.
Well, we need something to excite people, like a teaser.
So let's call it a night.
I suggest we do. You sound very tired from your travails. And I know that me crawling around on the floor has made me not exhausted, but there are parts of my body that do not like lying on a cold, hard floor.
Yep.
I have tile, so not good for my back. So I will probably try to relax in a more comfortable position. So until next week, and then remember the week after that, I will not be available for recording on the usual day.
All right.
And we'll figure that out next week. But I will enjoy talking to you next week from a warmer location.
All right.
By the way, if it's as cold as New York, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I'm holding you personally responsible.
It's 61 degrees right now.
That's why I said if Florida is colder than New York or equivalent to New York, then I'm holding you responsible. So
clearly it's going to be your fault because it was warm when you weren't here.
Yeah. But, go outside, release some greenhouse gases, do some global warming for me. Probably a bad idea. Anyway, until next week.
Until next week. Bye, folks.
Goodbye.